Hallo, hallo, hallo. Willkommen zur neuen Ausgabe des Can You Get To That Podcast. Wir sitzen hier in der großen Pomme New York City und es ist ein sehr, sehr heißer Tag heute. Ich präsentiere mein Mithost diesen Podcasts. Ich habe hier Matt Olsen.
Hallo, hallo.
Und Caitlin Best.
Hallo.
Kommt live aus Portland.
Matt, what's going on over there?
Well, remember our friend Mark? Our friend Mark Hintz? He's a returning guest.
If I really think back.
If you really think back, last time I believe he was sitting next to you and he spoke English, and now this is just him.
Ja, genau, ich habe mich teleportiert.
This is who he is now, huh?
Yeah, this is how I asked Mark, hey, can we have you on as a guest? And I think he said, ja.
Ja, stimmt. Ja, sicher.
And I was like, can you do it in English? And he's like, nein.
Nein, gar nicht. Was ist Englisch? Was ist diesen Englisch, von dem du sprichst?
This is going to be a rough ride.
Yeah, remember it's going to be hard. Oh, whoa.
Oh, hey. What's up?
He's back? Oh, thank God.
I think I remembered my native language.
Thank God.
I've been so long on the other side of the Atlantic.
The pond,
I almost
as
forgot.
They say.
Yeah, across the pond. I don't think they call it the pond in German. Nee.
Do they call it something? Do they have a euphemism for the Atlantic Ocean?
No, they don't really. Because, you know, they're really more about the North Sea and the Eastern Sea. Those are their important seas.
Okay.
They don't really care about the Atlantic, these Germans, the Germans.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Hi, it's really good to be back on the podcast. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being on,
returning guest.
Do you remember when we did Carly Rae Jepsen and we did it in German?
Yeah, with Johnny.
Yeah.
It would have gone a lot. We got there on that episode. It would have gone a lot easier if we had had Mark like with us, I think.
I remember that podcast too, and I was thinking like, man, if only I was a fly on the wall here and I could just like put a fly that could click links for you.
Let's get this ball rolling because it's really, really hot in Brooklyn. And I'm also looking at the front page of Wikipedia right now, and I'm really bummed out by the recent deaths section, which is not a thing I knew was the thing before.
Let's just not talk about that.
So this week's topic is 99 bananas because it's Mark Hintz's favorite alcohol.
No, it's not.
It's definitely his favorite.
I think
all of us, all the three of us, even Caitlin in Portland from a different bottle, have some 99 bananas that we're going to... Yep. Nice Foley work. We're going to do a little sip. I think we should all do a little sip right now.
All right. One, two, three.
Mm. Jesus. Oh.
It's really sweet, you guys.
That's so bad. Oh, man.
The only thing you could mix with 99 bananas is something that had negative sugar content. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow, I'm regretting pouring the amount for myself that I did.
I knew you would.
You know,
my man.
I remember this stuff being really good with, this is going to probably sound gross as fuck, but maybe you guys remember this too. I remember we put whiskey and milk and 99 bananas together.
Oh, yeah.
That was real good.
And it was good.
Yeah, I think milk is good. It's kind of creamy.
Yeah.
Malibu is also good.
It'll cut some of the just like razor sharp sweetness.
It soaks some of the sugar up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember mixing 99 bananas with Malibu at a big party, and I don't remember much after that. So there you go. Hot tip for all you.
There's a recipe
there
on the back. Hold on.
Yeah, so 99 bananas is a 99 proof alcohol that tastes like the banana Runtz or the banana, Laffy Taffy.
It's really a Runtz flavored alcohol. It's technically schnapps.
Yeah, it says it's a schnapps liqueur, but it's really just a Runtz schnapps, a banana schnapps.
It's distilled Runtz with sugar added back in.
Yeah, exactly. It's sugarier than Runtz.
No. I thought that our friend Julius had once gotten a bottle of 99 apples, but now I remember it was actually just apple Ciroc.
Yeah. It's different.
In honor of DJ Khaled.
Yeah, there's various other 99 fruit liqueurs.
But look, there's a recipe. The Funky Monkey. It's 99 bananas, coconut rum, and pineapple juice.
That could be good.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Because we used Malibu instead of coconut rum.
Mm.
Yep. It's all coming back now. Oh, from the deep hangover recesses of my mind.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's rock and roll. Okay. Let's get to 99 Bananas.
Oh, my God.
The iliac spine. The ilium is a bone of the pelvic girdle with four bony... Blah, 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 blah.
Yep. We have basically nothing good to click on this.
But you guys know about the iliac inguinal line, right?
Nope. Oh, wait, that's your muscle, right? That's the thing you got to roll on a muscle roller thing.
Well, I mean, it's a thing. You could roll it on there, but it's the, you know how on...
I may be thinking of the IT band, which I learned about from some Ultimate Frisbee players the other day.
So if you look at
shit, you can't say
classical sculpture.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing getting on this show and talking about Ultimate Frisbee, Mark?
Did you just talk about Frisbee?
Yeah.
Can you not say Frisbee on this podcast because it's a trademark?
Stop talking about it. Period.
It's a disc, actually.
Yeah, you can say disc throwing diversion.
Ultimate disc.
I don't want those anyway. We're
looking at Michelangelo's David because if you look at him, he's got a very well-developed iliac inguinal line.
We're looking at Michelangelo's David's penis.
It's right above and to the left and right of his penis.
You're talking about the dick bones.
No, well, they're not
that,
bones,
like,
though.
Arrow thing. It's like the hot
it's the sexy
arrow
it's
that
the sexy yeah arrow thing
yeah
the
yeah.
sexy arrow thing that points directly at the
to
dick
the,
that draws your
dick.
Eyes to the dick.
Yep. Yes.
So we're looking at the dick.
Well, we
I mean
you were looking
clearly
at the dick.
Looking at the dick. We're also always looking at the dick in a way, you know.
Anyway,
I've taken some art theory and criticism. We're all always looking at the dick.
Is that? Yeah, because every artwork is in some sense kind of a representation of the artist's
dick.
You know, dick or
Their bits. Their bits.
Their bits.
Right.
Generally.
These are all the links on this article. Ilium, pelvic girdle, anterior superior iliac spine, anterior inferior iliac spine, posterior superior iliac spine, posterior inferior iliac spine.
Can we click on anatomy?
Oh, I guess we can click anatomy.
This anatomy
also.
Article is a stub. Because I feel like if we got to bodies and then we could get to, you know, alcohols somehow.
Yeah. Anatomy sounds good. Step
anatomy.
Two.
Anatomy.
Let's study anatomy. Speaking of looking at each other's
skeleton.
Dicks and bits.
Is this skeleton? This is a drawing of a skeleton examining a skull, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty bleak.
He looks kind of wistful, like, man, man, someday I'm going to be a skeleton, and he doesn't realize that he already is.
He's been looking at it so long, and he's become one.
Yeah, exactly. Just wasted away in the spot. You know, what's crazy about like medieval and Renaissance anatomy stuff? Because this illustration is from some old school 16th century book. What's crazy is that like back when they didn't really understand how the body parts worked, they would have done dissections and stuff and just cut through like corpses and just been like looking at all this weird stuff and been like, oh, that probably doesn't matter. Oh, that doesn't matter either. That doesn't matter either. It's just all this goo, you know?
Yeah.
And now we know that it's actually really important goo. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's true.
All the goo is important.
Yeah, it turns out,
almost all
the goo is important.
Almost all the goo is important.
That's why I am Volcel, because... And also, I don't masturbate because I gotta keep that goo.
Oh, you have to keep the goo inside.
Gotta keep the goo inside.
Yeah, that's true. That's why you're so virile.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm alpha, and I have a full collection of fedoras.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, you have to be careful with the fedoras because if you wear the fedoras too much, people might want to have sex with you.
Good point.
That would be a problem. You'd lose your goo.
On the subject of fedoras, I just did my first Escape the Room game recently.
Oh, yeah?
And it was Prohibition themed.
Did you win? Did you escape?
God. We did escape.
I just took another sip. Oh.
Mark, you okay?
Oh, nope.
Did Mark have too much bananas?
He just had, I don't know if too much, but he had more bananas.
Literally just a sip.
Anyway, yes, we did win. Our team did win the Escape the Room game. It was Prohibition themed, and afterwards they let you take a photo all together, being like, "Check us out, we won."
Mm-hmm.
but the props they had for the Prohibition game were fedoras and like alcohol bottles.
Uh-oh.
And like some feather boas. And I was like not into any of that. But then the other team had a different game and it was alien themed. And they had all these cool, like completely straight line, all one piece sunglasses, like just like visors, like blacked out visors they could put over their eyes.
Like Data or like
Geordi LaForge.
Like Geordi, yeah.
Yeah, from Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah. So I felt really cheated. Like I wanted to be trapped in their room instead of our room.
Bummer.
Yeah. You know, at the risk of expressing an unpopular opinion, the fedora is not nearly as bad as the trilby, which is the one that everybody always says is a common misconception.
Right? That's true. Yeah. They were, and I will say, the Escape the Room place, they had trilbies, not fedoras.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, Bogey rocked a fedora, but Bogey would never be caught dead in a trilby.
Mm.
That's my rule of thumb.
It's true.
What should we click on the anatomy page?
What about liver? Is there, can we talk about a liver? Because that's...
Yeah, I think that's what we need to find.
Direct line to alcohol, right?
So this page is about the study of anatomy more than it's about... Well, I guess there's some stuff on... Yeah, there's a section on human anatomy. We could click through. We could click through to the. Let's see.
Abdomen.
Can we click through?
Caitlin, I need you to take another sip of the bananas right now. Okay. You're one sip behind Mark and I.
Okay.
What's the difference
I didn't
between
pour as much because my bottle was not as full as yours, and it's important to me to preserve that bottle forever.
Wow. It's like I just.
Oh God.
It's like I just married a banana runt. It's actually like a banana runt and I just celebrated our 5-year anniversary is what it feels like.
The smell profile inside this room is really good because it's like the hot runt smell and then it's like the hot sweat smell.
Yeah, it's boy sweat and banana candy in here.
Did you say the hot runt smell?
Of bananas, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It really sticks.
It hangs around.
Hangs around on your palate, doesn't it?
I'm wondering... Now this is like a running bit in our show where we do liquor stunts.
We drink gross stuff. Yeah.
Wet stunt.
That's copyrighted. We can't say that.
Oh, crap. I take it back.
You can't talk about the flying disc game and you can't do bits from other podcasts.
It's trademarked.
Here's the thing. Now I'm wondering, Caitlin, I know you won't do this, but I have to put the idea out there. Would 99 Bananas cancel out the bad jester alcohol?
Oh my God.
Or would they combine to be
no, it would be worse.
Even more terrible?
It would be worse. They would add up and you would die.
It's the most colossally bad idea I've ever heard in my life.
But Matt, if you were here, I would invite you to do it.
Oh yeah, I would not though. Would just not.
I'm also a knight of the has sampled Will Jester's crappy alcohol.
Yeah.
The three of us are united in this. Yeah.
United in pain.
Oh, Mark, but you don't know about this, though. Caitlin, I see you're hovering over abdomen for step three. I agree. Mark, are you?
I'm leaning in.
All right, abdomen, okay. Step three.
Abdomen.
Mark, what's the difference between an abdomen and a thorax?
The thorax is the top part, right?
The abdomen's the middle. That's where the abs are.
It's where the abs live.
So why don't you call your pecs your thors? Can that be a cool name?
I don't know. That'd be really cool, Mark.
If your pecs are really diesel, you can call them
your
thors.
You could call your pecs that.
My thors.
If your pecs are at a Hemsworth level, that is at least Liam or Chris. The other guy, the third fake Hemsworth, he doesn't count. If you at least have Liam or Chris level pecs, you can call them your thors.
Yeah, minimum Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maximum, who knows?
So
Johnson. Who's got the best pecs?
Anyway, probably Dwayne. You're right. Mark,
are
I want to tell you.
Are we arguing about who's got the best pecs of anyone?
Who are you going to say? It's not an argument unless you have a better option in your mind.
I don't know.
Anyway,
it seems like there's diminishing returns to pecs. Like, it seems like abs can always get more ripped, but pecs, diminishing returns.
Not so sure about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mark, I wanted to circle back around to.
Yeah, let's leave this topic.
The person I inducted into the round table of the bad alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about this. I apparently once, while not, I'm a little not proud to say it, but I don't remember much of that night either.
Right.
Including the point at which I made Tall Paul drink
the bad
stuff.
Oh, Tall Paul.
Do you think that's why he quit, actually?
Hasn't he suffered enough?
He seems very happy. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a very chill guy.
Anybody who doesn't know who we're talking about, which probably includes the one person who gave us a less than 5-star rating on iTunes, which I just found out about.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're at 4.5 stars now. So actually, that might actually be a case for someone who actually knows us and all the people we talk about on the show extremely well. It might be someone we're very close to who decided.
Is it you?
No, I'm just saying, like, what's the incentive for a random person who discovers our podcast to give us a bad review?
Maybe they didn't think it was a good podcast.
Yeah.
But also, maybe one of our friends thinks that we are not good at this.
Well, that could be the case with anyone. I don't see why it has to be a friend.
That said, I'm going to have another sip of this good banana juice.
I'm going to kill mine right now as you do this, because I can't. I'm just dragging this out.
Mm. Ooh. Mark, you did just kill yours.
God.
I killed mine, too.
Ugh.
I have the most of three of us.
Because you're reckless.
Yeah, very reckless. Oof. Let's click on liver. I see you found it. Thank you, Caitlin.
Yeah, wait. So
master of clicking.
The game plan here is liver, and then...
And then it should be right at the top of the page.
99 bananas.
Don't put it in your liver.
It's the worst thing for it.
Yeah. Then we're doing what? Alcohol and then like weird alcohol? Schnapps?
No, there'll be schnapps. We'll be able to get to schnapps.
I think we can get to schnapps.
Do you think we can get to schnapps direct from liver? No.
Yes, no question.
No. Among the things that your liver protects you against
is schnapps.
It's a list of all the alcohols.
Hey, this is a nice little tie-in with the German intro, because of course the Germans love schnapps.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a German word.
Especially the banana kind, right?
not so much.
Well, I was about to ask, setting aside the banana kind, the runts kind, I don't feel like anybody I know is really into schnapps much. Like, aside from the banana kind, what's the worst schnapps you've encountered?
I mean, it's because in the United States, schnapps is just neutral grain alcohol with sugar and flavorings in it.
Exactly.
Mm.
I'm not sure what the connection is between schnapps and kirsch, but kirsch is a big thing in Switzerland. Especially, I mean, kirsch is usually with cherries.
Mm.
You add it to the fondue cheese and stuff.
Oh,
like
shit.
For what it's worth. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds
a nice little kick.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good hot tip. Add some kirsch.
That's nuts.
Or ideally some wine coming from the Valais. What's it called? There's a fondant, it's called. It's a good wine to add to fondue.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I might actually have regretted my encounter with peppermint schnapps more than I regret 99 bananas.
Really?
Even in this moment.
I didn't
even
know
in
it
this
was possible to
right
regret
now.
Anything more than 99 bananas.
What was your encounter with peppermint schnapps?
My encounter with peppermint schnapps was like, is this what it's like when you're a dumb teenager and you're trying to get drunk off of Listerine? Like, only with actual alcohol content, you know?
Only it's not poison, yeah.
Oh, like, you're supposed to drink this stuff, but it tastes like the stuff you're not.
Here's another hot liquor
Interesting.
Tip. Peppermint schnapps in hot chocolate.
Oh, that...
Yeah.
Ooh, that...
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's legit.
Liquor tips with Mark.
Makes you happy in the winter.
Man, I'm just looking at these pictures of livers, and like, how did they figure out how this thing works, you know?
There's like parts of the liver.
There's like parts
of
the liver.
How the organ works.
I thought it was pretty much an undifferentiated mass of like...
Well, you thought wrong.
Brown goo.
Yeah, that's very wrong. That's pretty much wrong about every single organ. I don't think there's a single organ in the human body that's actually just like any part of it is the same as the other part.
Are you criticizing my goo theory of human anatomy?
No, I agree with the basis of the theory, which is that all the goo is important.
Right.
But everything else,
all the goo's, yeah, all the goo's important in different ways.
The part where it's all just the same goo is not true.
Turns out, yeah, there's many more different kinds of goo than I thought at first.
Yeah.
Okay, other functions.
Is methylation the thing that your liver does with alcohol?
Oh, yeah, breaking down or modifying toxic substances, maybe.
Hmm.
Oof.
There's also... drug metabolism.
No, that'll be different. I think that'll be very different.
Oh, it's not one word.
I really wish I remembered. Oh, liver damage can be caused by
alcoholic liver diseases.
Alcoholic hepatitis, cirrhosis. There's got to be a link to just straight up alcohol, right? Oh, no. The word alcohol in that sentence is not linked.
Yeah, that's annoying. It might be linked further up the page, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet not, though.
This page is just making me realize that I should have paid more attention in AP Bio.
It's making me think the opposite.
Why is that?
Because, you know, I just got all this stuff inside me and, like, it's working pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's all there. And I don't need to worry about how it's working. If it stops working good, I'll go to somebody that knows how it's supposed to work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or get one from a pig.
Or get one from a pig, even. Yeah, but I don't have to worry about how this stuff is doing its thing.
Get one 3D printed.
Yeah.
That's the future.
Yeah,
that is the future.
3D printed by a pig.
Yeah.
By a hyper-intelligent pig. That's the real future.
The plot of the new Babe movie is that Babe runs a makerspace and joins a startup.
Yep. 3D print.
It's a Kickstarter for... But the 3D printer is actually just a spider just depositing silk.
It's all
just animal versions of startup bullshit.
Dog, you know that Charlotte's Web, though, right?
Oh, you're right.
Babe is just about a real good pig that does a lot of...
There's no spider.
Oh, you were thinking of Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, I mixed them up a little bit, didn't I?
Yeah, it's all sort of the same basic idea.
What's the thing in... Wait, no, some pig is Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, there's a... Charlotte is
and
the spider,
Babe
I think,
is
there's
just
a pig.
Some other pig.
Yeah, well, Babe is like a real good boy who does a lot of tricks, kind of like a dog, and
yeah,
performs
tricks
in a dog show.
That's
instead
gross.
Of
right.
the
and
dog.
He also he's also figured out how to 3D print human organs.
Right. Yeah, that's the last trick. It's like in a beauty contest where they have the talent round.
Yeah.
That's his talent.
Boy, I am getting the boy sweat something fierce.
Oh, you and me both, my man.
I need to buy an air conditioner.
We're dripping.
Yeah, you should.
I'm literally
is your
dripping.
Heat still on, Matt?
Huh?
Is your heat in your building still on?
I don't think the heat is on, no. I don't even have like a radiator in my room. I just happen to live on the fourth floor, and also literally it wouldn't matter because all of Brooklyn is baking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna click alcoholic liver diseases.
Okay. Step 5.
Presumably that'll link to alcohol.
Yeah. Alcoholic liver diseases.
A term that encompasses the liver manifestations of alcohol overconsumption.
Step 6, alcohol. Let's just skip past the depressing disease part.
Yeah, let's get out of anatomy entirely. Now we're on something fun, which is alcohol.
Yum.
Well, alcohol is weird because it's, like many things in life, it's fun until it's not.
This is about the organic compound. There is a section 2.1,
alcoholic beverages.
But it also happens to be its own page. Alcoholic beverages.
We're gonna have to click alcoholic beverages.
I think we're gonna have to do that. Yeah. All right. So
all right, straight through
7. Yeah. Alcoholic beverages.
Alcoholic drink redirected from alcoholic beverage.
Hmm.
Just all for those of you playing along at home.
Oh, it's officially drink.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's stupid. I like
that
the word beverage.
Seems less.
It's
yeah, less
underused.
Well, the word beverage just sounds so much more literary. Official.
Matt, I'm going to troll you a bit by saying I think that alcoholic beverage is the kind of phrasing that somebody wearing a trilby would use. They
wearing
would say,
a what?
A trilby. They would say, could
you think
I
that's
have
a
an
trilby
alcoholic
word?
Beverage, please?
I think it's more of like a bureaucracy word.
Like what a cop would tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's not that much better, though.
Like car to vehicle, drink to beverage, you know?
Defo.
Sure. I'm just thinking... Now, like, I don't want to sound like a cop or like a trilby wearer.
Yeah.
Like,
so you just got to call it juice.
I just want everyone to know I was joking earlier about like wearing a trilby and like, or a fedora and like, you know, think I was alpha, but I don't jack off. I do save all the goo.
Okay.
All the goo.
That part's true.
Stored up.
Just really like a dam being barely held back by a retaining wall. The goo.
We've talked about this on this show, right?
About what?
Do we talk about this? That what's the guy's name that believed in not eating protein?
No, wait, not the Soylent dude.
No.
Stanley
Different.
Green.
Yeah, or is this the opposite of that? Because there's this old timey theory that if you retained your juices, like, you would be more manly, because like every time you let your juices go, that's
please
like
we need
that's
to,
your that's your good
we,
man stuff leaving your
honestly,
body.
The more we call them juices, the worse it gets.
Yeah, call them beverages.
Jesus,
manly beverage.
But so my question, Stanley Green, do you think was he pro or anti juice? Yeah.
All right, we got Mark to laugh. The episode has reached its peak. It's all downhill from here.
Do you have more?
I don't know.
I'm going back.
Maybe we should.
Like, I can see both ways, you know, because on the one hand, he seems like probably anti, because it seems like he was just sort of an ascetic, right?
Mm.
But on the other hand, if you keep the stuff in, if that makes you more virile and masculine, he was definitely anti that also.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
I think he would want you to jack off as much as possible, then
get
to, like,
it out
get it
as
all
much
out.
As you can. Yeah.
Oh man, Mark just gestured for me to pour him a little bit of the bananas I had left. So Mark does love bananas.
Yeah. I knew it. It's
the
his favorite.
Mark, here's the great thing though. After this, is that we're gonna feel like we're just
shit.
Soaking in our boy sweat, but also we will have sweat out part of the bananas.
True.
And then we're gonna go to a taco place. We're gonna get some ice cold micheladas.
Yep.
And what?
Tomato
taco
juice and
place
beer?
We went to.
Oh.
I believe so. Chilo's?
I don't remember the name of the place.
No. Oh no. Different taco.
Oh, you
place.
Live in a new place now.
I live in a whole nother place.
You live in a whole different place.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's a great thing. We're going to have some spicy tacos. We're going to do even more boy sweat. Get even more of the bananas out of our system.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's actually why spicy food is very popular in certain parts of the world.
Because you sweat out that.
You
that.
Have to get the runts out.
In certain parts of the world.
That makes it sounds like... The runts?
The runt juice that you just drank. Countries... where spicy food is, you know, part of the national cuisine. Those are the same countries where 99 Bananas is really popular.
Caitlin, yeah, you can't true. Say get the runts out because it's only one letter different from get the runs out, which is a whole it's a whole other thing.
Sounds very similar to get your rocks off, which is what we were talking about before, right?
There's a whole series of overlapping.
We're just doing all the bodily goos in this episode, aren't we?
All the bodily goos, juice, 99 Bananas, runts,
poops.
That's it.
Poop juice.
That's World all the juices.
You guys ever played that game, World of Goo?
I have played that game. Yeah.
Which game?
World of Goo.
No, what's that? It's
kind of a construction game where you build things with goo.
With goo,
oh,
yeah.
That
but not the
fun.
Human organ kind of goo, just little semi-sentient goo.
Yeah, the human organ goo, that's DLC.
Mm.
Interesting.
That's X-rated DLC.
Oh, yeah. Real X-rated.
Did we find schnapps?
I don't think it's going to be on...
Comandaria.
I think we're going to have to click through
to... there's liqueurs. I see liqueurs at the bottom of rectified spirit.
Okay, hold up.
I guess it's a liqueur, is it?
Hold up. How do we pronounce that word?
Liqueurs.
I pronounce it liqueur.
Liqueur sounds a little bit pretentious.
How do you say it? How do you say it?
It's on the bottle.
Well, so if it was... Q-O-R, then it would be liquor, right?
Right.
But that's what the word is anyway. So why not just say liquors?
Because it's two different things.
Yeah? How?
Liquor is just general. It's a term for all...
Distilled alcohol.
Distilled alcohol. And liqueur is a subcategory of sweet distilled alcohol.
I think the difference in the two is that, yeah... You're absolutely right about how it sounds. Liqueurs are pretentious, and they're for, like, special occasions, and only real weirdos swear by them.
Yeah.
Like Trilby wares.
Right.
Or people who don't J.O.
I would like
or
an
always J.O.
I would like an alcoholic beverage, preferably some sort of liqueur, please. That kind of thing.
That kind of thing, exactly.
People who are being very pretentious.
All right. Well, so should we click the
liqueurs.
Pretentious words?
Yes. That is step 8.
Oh, there's so many liqueurs.
99 berries. Berry
what
liqueurs.
What the fuck?
Oh, there's my God, really? Holy shit.
Boom.
Wait, no, but that's under berry liqueurs. Wait, What if you highlighted?
Potato neutral spirit.
Read the name of this thing. Read what I highlighted.
Hideous. Yeah. It's a potato neutral spirit with added natural flavors derived from berries grown in the state of Washington.
You know about this, Matt?
I would never drink anything called hideous, nor probably encounter it like in life.
Okay, so we need to find. Should be under fruit liquors. There it is. 99 bananas.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Oh wait. Whoa.
We just got redirected from 99 bananas to the company that makes it.
Oh, guys. You know what I realized?
Is there no page? We didn't actually check if there's a page.
We didn't actually check if there's a page for 99 bananas.
Wait, this counts as a win, though.
This counts.
This counts.
This is like a half win.
No, if you click on a link that says 99 bananas and you get redirected to something else, that means that.
The name of this episode is going to be 99 bananas, parentheses, a Barton Brands liqueur.
Title, don't call it 99 bananas. You know what you should call it?
What?
44 and a half bananas.
Because we halfway got there.
This is a half win. You said it.
Great. Cool. But we got there way too fast. Even though we're baking in this room, I feel like we can't in good conscience put out a half hour episode.
I think that would be fine, but if you want to try to go again to get to this page that turns out does not exist.
Well, I think the way we make this a full win is that we get to the page for bananas 98 times.
Yeah,
we have to make up the rest of the count total.
You can keep going to bananas. See how far it gets us.
Actually, yeah. Let's see if from here we can get to bananas? To just bananas.
I don't know if that's possible.
Man, Barton Brands makes a lot
of brands. I think we're in a corner that we cannot.
We can't get back to fruit from alcohol?
No. Well, we could. Okay, we'll get our schnapps.
Okay. We'll
shoot for schnapps.
Wait.
Okay, so step 10 is schnapps. And now we're going to bananas. All right.
Oh, interesting. The etymology of schnapps is interesting.
Why is that?
The word schnapps comes from Low German language and is related to the German term schnappen, which refers to the fact that the spirit or liquor drink is usually consumed in a quick slug from a small glass. And so, schnappen kind of means like a quick sip.
Yeah, schnapps glass is a very tiny glass, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to drink too much of
this stuff.
Not
the ones you guys were using.
No.
Well, yeah, these are not schnapps glasses. These are both Whataburger pint glasses.
Yeah.
Mine says "One Nation Under God, Indivisible." Whataburger. Mark's, yours says "Just like you like it." Whataburger.
I want to make it clear to everybody listening at home that we're not drinking pint glasses full of 99 proof liquor.
No, just
liqueur. Sorry,
little bits.
Just a splash.
Caitlin, do you see under C also? The second link.
Yeah, I do. No, I've looked into this myself. Do you want to tell the listeners what we're looking at?
We're looking at corn parentheses liquor, but corn is spelled like the band with a K.
What's up?
So why have you looked into this before?
I forget. I saw it before. I forget what it is. It's it's like German corn whiskey.
Whoa, great,
Caitlin. You realize that I don't think opening a tab and then immediately looking at it doesn't not count as a step. So step 11 is now corn.
No, it doesn't. I just wanted to look at what corn is. I wasn't going to go to anything in here.
Sorry, no, we're stuck on corn now. So from corn, we have to get to bananas.
Fucking your fault.
IMO, this is like, can you get to that late nights? Like the rules are a little laxer over here.
It's
on this side of the goal.
Things are getting a little loosey-goosey because, I mean, we're just drowning in boy sweat here.
Oh, man.
I will have you know that I am not drowning in boy sweat. And
what's the weather like in Portland? Give us a Portland weather update.
It's really pleasant. It's like 75 degrees outside. It's perfect.
Don't tell us that.
That sounds amazing.
I'm sitting in a sauna.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm gonna be soaking in Mark's residual boy sweat for
oh, it's
for
Mark's
weeks
sweat.
At this.
It's Mark's sweat that you have on you.
Oh no, I have mine on me now, but Mark's okay. Gonna dissipate into the air and kinda hang out in my room for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The walls.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Matt.
It's totally fine. You're gonna get some of mine on you. It's all great. we agreed to do this podcast in my warm room on a warm day. When I could just really use a Michelada. Oh, boy.
Korn with a K is, I believe, the German word for corn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but.
Oh, my God. Because corn no. has to be a loan word, right? Because they didn't have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ah, see, I know things about agriculture.
Wait. Back up. What did you just say, Matt?
Of course, in German, it would also be called corn.
Here's where you're wrong. In England, the thing that we call corn in America, in England, they call it maize. In British English, corn just means grain.
Ah.
Yeah.
Caitlin, the language major, gets me again.
Yeah, that's that. They teach you that day one. That little tidbit. Same as the moose elk thing. I won't even get into that.
I believe you've mentioned it on the show before, so good. Don't mention it again.
Okay.
Come to think of it, I think it's the same in German now that I think of it too. Yeah. Well, and Cairn means seed. I don't actually speak this weird language that well.
You've forgotten it already?
Yeah. Few drinks of 99 bananas and it's like I'm totally American again.
It's a few drinks of 99 bananas, losing a little German in the boy sweat, and of course, just spending a glorious week in the concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Mark is going back. Mark just uncapped 99 bananas and is going back for more.
Oh, no.
I said at the top of the show.
It's his favorite.
I might like this better than I thought I did.
We all knew.
Give it a shot, listeners at home. Literally, give it a shot.
I'm gonna join him in this. He poured himself basically a second full serving. Oh, I'm gonna God. Do like this the splashiest of splashes. Oh yeah, that's good. All right, Caitlin, what should we click? Do you think
I'm gonna click distilled beverage?
Yeah, because we mentioned it already. So it's a great word, beverage.
We're trying to get to banana. Is that right?
Yeah,
the fruit. We should go through like. Rakia and brand.
Yeah, is there an alcohol that's made from bananas? Like actually?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Bananas.
What are you saying? Come on.
It doesn't. Here's the weird thing about 99 bananas. It doesn't actually have like ingredients.
Up, Matt.
We getting there?
We don't speak of that here. 99 bananas. It's made from bananas. That's all we need to say about that.
Okay. Sure. All right.
How does one get that fake banana flavor?
So it's just there's a molecule. It's just a fucking molecule. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all the taste of anything is, and you can synthesize this shit.
Here's the
thing. I want to say it's an amine. I could be wrong about that.
Here's the crazy thing. You know how you get all things? It's just atoms and molecules.
Yeah.
Whoa. I can't believe that.
Yeah. Sometimes electrons too, though. You gotta, I mean, they're on the atoms, but you know, you gotta.
Even goo is just atoms and molecules.
It's made of that.
There's a list of beverages.
I'm trying to, do you know, do you see the thing third down in the corner on the far right? Do you know how to pronounce that name?
Third down.
Third
this?
From the top. Yeah. Ruro Day or something. That looks interesting.
If it's it's Vietnamese and it,
ooh.
Oh my God.
Hmm.
It's something like rude.
Okay. So here's how I think we can get to bananas. We got to go via fruit brandies, which would be like brandy, rakia. I think it's called Obstbrand in.
Yeah, let's just go to brandy, step 13.
Well, brandy, let's see if we can get more specific though, because. Brandy is wine, which is like another step removed.
We may be able to find like stuff made from fruit.
If we can get to wine and get to grapes, we can get to bananas.
Right, but if we can get directly from brandy to fruit,
sure, we'll do better.
Mark, what you keep saying, rakia? What is rakia? It's
rakia
right here.
Is really good.
But what is it made of?
Rakia is a schnapps that they make in the Balkans. I've only ever been to Serbia and had Serbian rakia, but it's kind of popular all over the place. The main things that they make it from are pear, apple, plum, and quince. Quince is this weird fruit that you have to cook to eat, but
it's like a hard, bad pear.
Yeah, exactly.
Quince sounds like a guy who gets beat up a lot in middle school.
It's a delicious rakia. In IMO, it's the best rakia that you can get. The Serbian word for quince is dunja. So order a dunja rakija.
This is the most worldly fucking episode of the show we've ever had. It's crazy. All right, so step 13 is actually rakija.
Dunja is also a female name in Serbia, for what it's worth.
All right. We got grapes. We got apricots. We got plums.
We got peaches, apples, pears, cherries, figs, blackberries, and quince.
Quince.
There we go. Oh, wait, is it quince or quince?
It's quince.
I believe it's quince.
Okay. But what if it was quince, though?
But it's not. Quince. I mean, you could say quince. But it's different.
It's very different.
Oh, yeah. And then jacu, which is a similar word, but it's in Turkish, is something totally different.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
This one?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, Turkish rakı from sun-dried grapes and arak, yeah.
Okay, okay. Because the sentence you said was a similar word. It's similar, but it's just something totally different is all you said.
Well, like, the alcohol itself is very different.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man, it's real hot in this room.
Yes.
Okay, let's...
We need to get to fruit.
Make haste.
Let's make
haste.
We
could just click any of these fruits, right? And then go to fruit.
Probably. Which would you like the most?
I like apricots.
I like pears.
Okay. Now we're clicking
An
fruit.
An apricot is a fruit.
Apricot, step 14, and... fruit, step 15.
Man, what if we got all this way and it turned out a banana wasn't a fruit? It's like one of those weird, you know what I'm saying? Like
That'd be the worst.
I'd feel pretty bad about
a
that.
A banana is actually a legume.
Yeah, so it's... Banana's a bean. It's like,
have you tried my legume liqueur?
99 legumes.
Ew, peanut liquor would be pretty nasty. Like, what could you mix that with?
Jelly liquor.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Boom.
He's
got wait. A point. So wait. Hold on. Isn't jelly liquor? Why don't we just say wine?
Yeah, wine is basically jelly, grape right. Jelly liquor.
Yeah. No, totally. Wine is not jelly. No, brandy is jelly liquor.
Okay, but I mean.
Hold on, what?
Because wine is not a liquor.
It's true, sure.
Is it a liqueur?
No. Okay, so here's the issue.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I read somewhere bananas are technically a berry.
Boom.
But bananas are on the top of this page.
There's a picture of bananas?
Yeah.
Oh, here they are.
There it is.
It's labeled as culinary fruits. Oh, there's bananas. All right, we clicked
it.
Third para. Boom.
Step 16, banana.
Wow,
from
99
bananas,
bananas
to just one
are.
Banana.
Oh, yeah. It's like we count it down.
Is banana kind of like mango, where the word is the same in every language?
I know that minions still say banana, and they mostly just make other noises.
Aren't minions literally banana? Bananas?
I don't think minions are made from bananas.
You don't think
Kaylin,
I don't know. I believe it. I would believe it, you know?
Kaylin,
look at
can
them.
You pop open a tab and put in the minions and see if
are
we
you
can
sure,
figure out the
sure
origin of the
minions? Are
you sure
this isn't going to count as a step, Matt?
Where did the minions come from?
Are the minions made of banana? Because that would make it really weird that they eat bananas.
Well, they have to eat the stuff they're made of to replenish themselves.
Yeah, duh. That's how humans work, too. We're made of like beef.
We're made of goo, and we
and
have to
protein.
Eat goo.
I'm not saying you have to be a meat eater.
Okay.
You can also eat tofu.
Minions are small yellow creatures who have existed since the beginning of time, evolving from single-celled organisms into beings who exist only to serve history's most despicable masters.
Okay, so they ain't made of bananas.
Yeah. At one point,
can you control a banana on the page?
Hold on,
have a common ancestor.
Literally, all creatures evolve from single-celled organisms. Blah blah blah.
True.
Right. So
true,
maybe
yeah.
Somewhere along the line between single-celled and minion, there's a
it was banana.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so banana is nowhere on this page. Banana is nowhere on the page except for a review.
a news item.
It says box office, : Minions goes bananas with record $46 million Friday.
I think that counts.
That's
banana.
Proof.
That's proof. I think that's proof. Minions are bananas.
Are we drinking minion blood then?
Wait, I'm going to just
Is this
Google.
Minion blood?
No, it's something else. It's a different kind of goo.
It's different goo. If minions are bananas, do they just have banana goo inside of them, or do they have special minion goo?
I just want to... Okay, so I started to type in, are minions bananas, and it...
It auto-completed to that. Auto-corrected.
And look
Wait.
At the...
Arminian's banana or potato? They are potato shaped.
Arminian's banana or potato.
Wait, no, look, Yahoo Answers. We'll steal another bit. What are the minions in Despicable Me made from?
It's
appalachia.answers.yahoo.com.
Oh my god.
Oh god. And this is the Mabim Bam crossover we've all been waiting for. Now we're answering Yahoo Answers questions. Finally.
Oh my god.
We're not answering them. They're answering our questions about what are minions made of.
Right. What it says what I really want
to
know.
Where we're on Yahoo Answers.
What I really want to know is what exactly are they made of? Some said bananas, some said potatoes. I even read one where they said they are actually fluorescent light. Oh, example, circuit boards made from silicons, et cetera, et cetera. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Update one. All I wanted to know was, are they bananas or potatoes? Stuff like that. Please don't go until the atomic levels. It's way too microscopic. Thanks. .. XD.
Update two. I went to do some research myself. Apparently there were a lot of speculations, but no one can actually confirm it. By the way, if they are bananas or yellow Tic Tacs, won't they break apart? I mean, during the first movie where one minion snapped another and shook it to a light, to a torch light? What the fuck happens in these movies?
Have you guys seen these movies?
I think that you can see this is a physical comedy bit, Matt, where it's like a glow stick, like you get at a rave.
Oh, I see.
Can you picture that?
Well, then that answers the fucking question, right? Minions are glow sticks.
Minions are clearly glow sticks.
And honestly, of all the places a minion could pop up, it would make the most sense to see minions merch at a rave.
True, yeah.
I think we've settled it. I think I've lost a lot of weight, water weight, banana... No, sorry. Not water weight. Goo weight.
Goo weight.
Mm. From my boy sweats. And... we got to 99 Bananas. We got to Banana. I don't know if there's anything else we got to look into. Caitlin, you still have the tab for Hideous open.
Oh, yeah, the liqueur.
We lost a lot of goo weight, but we gained some banana weight.
This is made up. This is not a real thing. This is somebody from the fucking... there's just one company that makes this bullshit, and... They went into the Wikipedia and put that on there.
Can you just see under references, the title of the article in the Seattle Weekly about this liquor is called Inadvertently Tasty. Not a stellar recommendation.
It's still saying it's tasty.
But like, by a complete fuck up. Kind of like 99 Bananas,
yeah.
When think about it.
Because if you're drinking 99 Bananas, it means you've kind of fucked up with your night.
It's only 6:30. Our night is just beginning, Mark.
It's only 6:30.
This has been Can You Get to That? Thank you, Mark Hintz, for joining us for round two. I believe this puts you neck and neck with our other returning guest. So
Miss Quadra?
No. I believe Marvy's only been on once, right?
She has only been on
once.
No,
it's not Marvy.
Yeah, it would be our friend Adam. So
okay, I was gonna do a fun thing where real fans had to tweet at us what the answer was, but it's okay.
I don't want anybody tweeting at us. I don't want to get tweets. But if you wanted to send tweets, you could tweet at the show. It's at Get to That. You could also please leave us a 5-star review specifically to counter whatever bummer left us a less than 5-star review on iTunes. And
You're trying to keep your Twitter account under wraps now, huh?
No, I was going to get to my personal stuff after giving Mark the space to say anything he wanted to plug.
Thanks very much for having me on. I'm at Mark Hintz, MarkHintz on Twitter. Check me out.
Cool.
Don't at me.
Don't at Mark.
Or at me. I don't know.
Or do.
Or
if it's nice.
Yeah.
Send all show queries that you would normally send to me or Caitlin to Mark. He is going to be our point person for this now.
Your point guy.
Yeah. If you just want to, slide in my DMs, it's Matthew Olson, and spell it right if you want to get in these DMs.
But keep in mind, Matt is Volcel. So
keep in mind, all my goo, it's staying inside. The DMs are just for cool private convos.
You
completely
can.
Dry goo-free convos.
You can start a goo-free convo with me at best kabest, b-e-s-t-k-a-b-e-s-t. You can also have a GUI convo with the show at facebook.com/. Did you say this already?
No.
Facebook.com/CYGTT.
I left out Facebook because whenever literally anybody interacts with the Facebook page, Facebook finds a way to send us 10 different notifications about it. So
doesn't that make you feel good about yourself, though?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It makes me consider deleting Facebook every time.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm trying to find a way to express the way Facebook makes me feel, but I can't put it into words. Mark, you're a talented wordsmith. Like, could you put into words the feeling I'm feeling?
I just sit there and I'm scrolling through my endless feed and I just think to myself, like, what if technology bad though?